had those. He had his leg broke, her husband. Been there about a year, ain't it? In July.
Been out with it for a year?
Uh-huh. I mean, we was in the cab. He's had a time.
That's been a pretty bad break.
It was a bad break. I sure have missed y'all.
Did it work while you're out here?
Of course, he had a job, you know, he had a good job. You know, but I never did ask John to do nothing for me. If he could do it, he didn't do it. And Nancy, I've known her since she was in that high.
Is that right?
She's been around me all her life. In fact, I call her one of my family.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what she is. Her grandmother was my grandmother's mother's one that brought from South Carolina. Her grandmother. And she is one of them, you know. A lot of them lived around here. And she's granddaughter. And that's from one of my family.
So somebody been with you that long.
Mm-hmm. Been right here with us all her life. And her mammy died right around here. And her grandmammy did too. And Aunt Laura, that's what we called her. Her grandmother.
Yes, ma'am.
She tell us this what the Lord speaks. She looked at us.
No. Ask you about this expression. Say if you were going somewhere and you weren't in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
In plenty of time.
Ever heard people say something like, well, we'll get there by and by?
Yeah, I've heard that expression too.
Do you ever say that?
No, I don't think I ever did. But I've heard people say that.
How would they say it?
Oh, he gets in plenty of time, most of
them. Or
by and by.
Yes.
I don't think I ever used that expression myself.
Okay. Say if somebody got too hot, and then he came in to the air conditioning and got chilled,
uh-huh.
And his nose started running, and his eyes started watering, and started sneezing and all,
uh-huh.
He probably did what?
Well, I said, when you're taking a cold, getting too hot.
That's one way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Best way in the world to do it.
Sure is.
But I generally always get up and give my children an aspirin or something.
Right.
I tell them they'd better take an aspirin if they're taking a cold.
And if it affects your voice, you say you're a little bit...
hoarse.
If you do that, you got
a cold, a cough.
Yes, ma'am. Say, at the end of the day, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired and wore out. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I say that so many times to myself.
feeling a little bit sleepy or drowsy.
Drowsy.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
But you know, I don't have to say that. You know what I can do? I can be sitting here talking to you and go sound asleep like that.
Oh, really?
I started telling you the other day, if I went to sleep, you didn't think anything about it. I can do it.
I never have been able to do that.
Oh, you know, I sat in the beauty parlor shop and they'd have to wake me up to get me out from under the drive.
Really?
I've been doing that for years. I don't know what's called, but I've asked Dr.